It's Light the Tower.
Say goodnight to this one.
Your daily look around the world of sports with Horns 24/7 insider Jeff Howe on your live, local, and independent home for sports talk in Austin, The Horn.
Rolling along, hour number two, Light the Tower on the Horn, live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. Jeff Howe, Snoop Daniel with you for another hour before we pass the baton to Chad and Trey for Shirts and Skins on a Friday here on the Horn. We are live on Twitch, continuing our Friday box break this week. 1993 Upper Deck Baseball. Snoop, have the cards been stuck together?
Yeah.
Have they bricked together as bad for you as they have for me?
Yeah, and the deeper into the center of the pack you go, it's a little stickier. And I think the special inserts are in there. So I will say I found a Nolan Ryan card, but it has a little damage on it. But it's, I don't know.
Oh, is it the base Nolan Ryan card?
No, it's Community Heroes.
Okay.
So that is a little different than the regular card, correct?
Yeah, it's...
It's not as valuable.
I don't think it's... I mean, I think I saw somewhere online, like the base Nolan Ryan card... In this series, I think in the PSA 10 goes for like $25-$30.
Okay. Well, I'm
for a 90s card, that's not bad, but you got to be able to get it in the PSA 10 at this point. I've got a Nolan that might be there. I've got a Ken Griffey Jr. from this series that might be close to that range because I've pulled a few of those. Like I said, my dad and I used to break packs of these all the time because he had buku boxes of them, but...
I love, like, you know, one thing I noticed, because
I've been... just listen to the sound. Like, how many of you missed this sound? Just a nice pack ripping open.
Yep.
Doesn't that take you back to, like, some of you high school, middle school? Maybe some of you earlier this week, depending on if you're still a collector. Love that sound.
It's like bacon sizzling, kind of.
Ah, yes.
In a way. Oh, but... Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, well.
So, Snoop, here's a couple finds that I've got that are just notable. Gary Sheffield. I'll show the people this. Look at that. See, this would have been Upper Deck made beautiful cards. Look at that.
Great action shots.
Gary Sheffield card. Love that. I loved Gary Sheffield. Gary Sheffield was one of my favorite players as a kid. This guy's got a tie to the Texas football program. How about a Steve Buschel Cubs card right there? And I pulled this Eddie Taubensee. Because, Snoop, if you look at the back of this Eddie Taubensee card, it shows that in 91 he was with the Indians, in 92 he was with the Astros. Well, Eddie Taubensee got to the Astros in a trade that ended up sending Kenny Lofton to Cleveland.
Cleveland, yeah.
And in my days covering Round Rock when they were an Astros affiliate, I made the comment in the press box, what kind of a moron would trade Eddie Taubensee for Kenny Lofton? And one of those morons who was in the Astros front office at the time was sitting a table or so down from me. So that was a nice foot and mouth moment there for me. I had a couple of those in the press box. I insulted Michael Lewis without knowing he was there while he was writing.
The racer dude?
No,
the
Michael Lewis, dude. The author. He was writing the second Moneyball book because at the time, a lot of those guys that the first book revolved around, Jeremy Brown, Nick Swisher, a lot of those guys were in double A at the time. And Mike Lewis was there writing the second book, and I got baited. I didn't know it was him, and the press. I haven't been to the Del Diamond press box in years, but at the time it was cut two levels, and I was on the top level. He was on the bottom level. And again, I didn't know it was him. And the late Michael Point, who was covering writing for Baseball America at the time, he knew it was Michael Lewis, and this was a nice little foot and mouth moment that he baited me into. He's like, hey, Jeff, what was your philosophy on Moneyball? I'm like, well, I think it's flawed. It's never going to win a championship. I wouldn't read that stupid book anyway. And the guy gets up and like glares at me, and I'm like, well, that guy's problem. And then that's when I get told, that was Michael Lewis, and you just insulted him to his face. A little bit of Snoop and I, we might have found something in one of the promos we're playing here, but I've got to get to.
Oh God!
We're not gonna call this breaking news right now, because I'll explain. It's kind of a weird deal. So the USC linebacker who is in the transfer portal, Paulie Ie Nauteoate, he's in the portal, and Matt Zenitz, who does a really good job covering college football and transfer portal activity for AL.com is reporting this morning that the expectation is that USC linebacker, now former USC linebacker, Pauliie Nateyote will transfer to Texas. A former five-star recruit who was a starter at USC last year before suffering a season-ending injury, had 58 tackles in 8 games in 2019. And we at Horns 24/7, we've been led to believe Texas is the favorite, that is a probable landing spot. We have not heard that is for sure happening, but Matt Zien is reporting that's the expectation. So if we can get confirmation on that at Horns 24/7, we will definitely definitely let you guys know about that and pass that along as soon as we get something concrete on that.
Dean Palmer.
Oh, you pulled a Dean Palmer, huh?
That was my favorite. Well, I didn't like Steve Buschel because they said boo when he came up to bat. But Dean Palmer was definitely like my childhood third baseman for the Rangers.
I got a nice JT Snow rookie card. And listen, I just want people to listen. This is when cards are stuck together, what they sound like. Listen, listen. That's me trying to get him unstuck. Because look at that, Snow. That's a nice JT Snow rookie card. That probably would have set you back about $5-$10 back in the day.
Ooh, what is this? They always put these weird cards in here. Like, what? Oh, some weird Paul Molitor. Oh, I'll put that to the side.
All right, so Snoop and I are gonna continue this break.
Yeah, I'm like, we're supposed to be doing a show. I'm all like,
this is our 2 hours. That's why they shouldn't leave you and I unattended in the studio. Like I said, Craig being gone, it's like the principal's out for a day. Snoop, let's play this promo because you had a theory.
Now, okay, first off,
what was your theory?
First off, this is not against Coda, and we appreciate Coda advertising that
Love
F1
Coda.
Is coming.
My wife and I, we did the Christmas deal at Coda. It was very nice.
Yes, Coda is lit. I saw Macklemore there. That was crazy.
Well, that's awesome.
Uh-huh. But
I wanted to see Hootie there when Hootie was on their tour.
Darius
pre-COVID.
Rucker.
Yeah, I didn't make it. I was really disappointed.
I thought that the beginning of this commercial sounded like a poot.
Go ahead, Snoop.
Hold on. I just...
Play it. We need audio evidence once again.
It was just real quick. It's just poor Craig. He loses to show what time of like this.
I love that just tickles you so much, Snoop. Are you just gonna play that the rest of the day?
Oh my god, that is so terrible. Okay, we need South Stop. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
It is not, by the way, it is a car making a deep sound.
Somebody asked on the Specs text line, 337-3776, what's a poot?
Poot. I'm like, who pooted?
A toot.
Yeah.
Break wind. Who pooted? Honk your body trumpet, whatever terminology.
Dude, definitely.
You want to use.
That's like from it's like soda water. My grandma called it soda water.
So Snoop, something I want to do. This isn't part of the Longhorn Notebook because I want to the second notebook we got coming up at the bottom of the hour. I do want to take another look, like I did, and based on the Brandon Marcello piece, 24/7 Sports composite 5 stars who are draft eligible that are still in college. You got that class of 2019. Those guys will be draft eligible after the season. So I want to take a look at that and just look at, okay, how talented is this roster? Like in the pieces that got you those class rankings of number 3 in 2018 and 2019, how many of those pieces are left? Where are those guys in terms of their trajectory on the 40 acres? And I will give you guys an update on the transfer portal situation coming up in the notebook as well. But each week at Horns 24/7, get over to the site right now. We've got some good stuff up there, some football team stuff. My colleague Chip Brown wrote a really nice piece on Jake Ellinger this morning, a remembrance piece. And we've got Nick Harris is out at the state track meet. So if you happen to be at Meyer Stadium and you see Nick Harris out there representing for Horns 24/7 and 24/7 Sports, tell Nick hello. He'll appreciate it. But one of the pieces that we do each and every week, Snoop, is our staff question of the week. It's just where we each give our thought on a specific topic. And this week the topic was, name a player you think had an under-the-radar spring and why. And feel free to chime in. Specs text line 337-3776. Do you agree? Do you like these players? Who's somebody that we might have missed? My colleague Chip Brown went with Luke Brockermeyer. Had an under-the-radar spring at middle linebacker. It's a huge position of need, as we know. Juwan Mitchell is in the transfer portal headed to Tennessee. You know, Brockermeyer, according to a team source that Chip spoke with, had a more productive and consistent spring at that middle linebacker position than Jalen Ford did. And Jalen Ford got the start in the spring game. So keep an eye on Luke Brockermeyer in that competition at middle linebacker. I'll get to my pick in a second. Taylor Estes went with David Benda. David Benda had a great spring. Mike Roach also went with David Benda. David Benda had an outstanding spring. Nick Harris, who I mentioned, is covering the state track meet right now. He went with Terrence Cook. So a real heavy linebacker theme for everybody. And that was a position, obviously, with Mitchell transferring, with DeMarvion Overshow and recovering from the shoulder surgery. That was a chance for guys to step up. And, you know, a Jalen Ford, a David Benda, you know, a Luke Brockermeyer who's on scholarship, a Terrence Cooks, who Nick Harris mentioned, guys that are kind of lower in the pecking order, their chance to step up and claim roles on the depth chart. But, man, I went with Jake Majors. You know, I mentioned last hour, Snoop, if I had to do this over again, I would probably go with Junior Anguilau, because I'm really excited to see what Kyle Flood can do with a guy like Junior Anguilau. You know, a guy that at times is a dominant run blocker, and we know this from the draft feedback Sam Cosmi got. Guys at Texas in general need a lot of help cleaning up things in terms of pass protection. So I want to see what Kyle Flood can do with Junior Anguilau. But I went with Jake Majors. You know, don't take for granted the importance of the center position being locked up and this staff having somebody that they feel like is a dependable guy. Again, I'm holding these upper deck cards in my hand because look at that. They're just stuck together like that. So if you hear creaking noises, that's me trying to get these upper deck cards unstuck. You know, one thing with Majors, and a lot of young centers are going to go through this just until they get built up in the strength conditioning department. They're going to struggle when they face, you know, bigger, older, more physical nose guards, the guys that can play shaded to the ball or over the ball. And, you know, you can look at parts of the spring game and see what Keandre Coburn did at times to Jake Majors, just getting a really good push up the middle on him. But to me, Jake Majors' athleticism, his intelligence, that athleticism he's got that's going to allow them to run what I think can be a really potent zone running game with a guy like Bijan Robinson, who you can put in any system and he'll succeed running the football. But I think a guy that's shown to run as patient as Roschon Johnson has, I think both of these guys fit that mold. And anybody that's followed like Shanahan zone running game heard this for years. When we're talking about Snoop, you remember that run of running backs under Mike Shanahan the Broncos had, like when Terrell Davis got hurt, and then Mike Anderson has a 1,000-yard year, and then Orlandis Gary comes in and has a 1,000-yard year. And they were just kind of churning through running backs there for a while. Or I mean, it might have been Orlandis Gary and then Mike Anderson, but the Broncos, and then Clinton Portis comes in and has some really good years in that system. It was kind of like, well, you know, it's a system guy. It's you know, they're system guys. It just fits the system. But you need a certain kind of guy that fits the system. And what we always heard about those Broncos running backs, they are extremely good one-cut, get-vertical kind of guys. Bijan Robinson is a one-cut and get-vertical kind of guy. I don't know if Roschon Johnson is that kind of guy, but I think the patience, the vision that Roschon Johnson has in a zone running game, you got to be able to see the cutback lane. You've got to be able to hit it. I think Roschon Johnson has the tools to be a really good zone runner. But it all starts up front, and it starts with Jake Majors being the anchor at center, and then everything kind of funneling out from there. So, again, this is an article at Horns 24/7. It's our staff question of the week, under the radar players coming out of spring. Pretty much everybody else on staff went with somebody in that linebacker group, but I went with Jake Majors. And if I had to do it over, I wouldn't go with anybody in the linebacker group. I'd go with Junior Anguilau. I'm really looking forward to diving into the offensive line in the offseason and looking at Kyle Flood, his history with offensive linemen that have played in the Steve Sarkisian system, and then the development of guys, you know, like a Junior Anguilau, like a Jake Majors, like a Christian Jones, who we talked about in the last hour with his 2018 class. Christian Jones is a guy that started last year, showed some good stuff, But I think we can all see, you know, hopefully his best football is ahead of him. That's where that player development aspect comes in. CB mentions on the text line, yes, Selvin Young had a really good season. I think led the AFC rookies in rushing one year in that Shanahan system. So, but you got to have the right kind of guy. You know, like, it's interesting CB brings that up. Selvin Young at the end of his career, that's who Roshon Johnson kind of reminds me of, just in terms of running style. Selvin did a lot of things really well by the end of it. You know, early in his career, he was almost strictly a speed guy. And then he had the injury. He comes back from the injury and was a really productive runner in 05 for the national championship team. And then Colt McCoy's first year helping kind of shepherd Colt into the job in 06. Stu, we got a lot of requests on the text line.
What?
For that drop again.
Oh, yes, sure.
So here's the deal. You got to set it up against what it sounds like.
It sounds like a poot.
Okay, and go ahead and play it again. I don't know if you cut it or whatever, but when you played it that time, it definitely did sound like it.
Yeah. It did. It was why I initially thought it was. It has, like, layers to it.
Why are we giggling like 12-year-olds? Because I was over it, and then we had a request to go back to it, and now I'm hearing it again.
Well, because there's layers to it. Listen.
We need a break. I'm gonna bust some more packs.
We might as well go ahead and just play the whole commercial just to thank Coda for one advertising on our station and letting us have some fun with it.
Go ahead, Snoop.
F1 returns to Coda October 22nd through 24th with the ultimate celebration of speed and sound. Get your tickets now at thecircuit.com.
Speed and sound.
Hey, and as C-Bucks mentions on the text line, NASCAR is coming to Coda. Don't forget that. That's huge, man. You gonna go to that, Snoop? You can go to the NASCAR?
I will.
I want to go.
That was one of the things I got into when the lockdown. Oh, when the COVID thing happened.
Yeah.
The shutdown. So yeah, like NASCAR was actually happening. And remember, people, that was pretty cool. I got into NASCAR for a little bit.
Awesome.
Anyway, I just want to say when it was one of the only sports around, it was definitely interesting.
We didn't have anything else.
Another what? Oh, car?
We didn't have any other sports.
No, we didn't.
At the time.
No, it was UFC, NASCAR, and then golf came along.
Unless you wanted to get into WWE or something like that.
Or, like Derek Cohen also admitted to me, get into virtual gaming. Like, nerd, real nerd-like. Like, AI versus AI.
Hey, man. The pandemic is why
the pandemic
is why card collecting became a big deal again.
Back again,
because people like me stuck at home, you didn't have anything. Oh, let me go through my old cards. Oh, what's new? And now we got the hobby blowing up once again. I'm giggling because we had a segment talking about a clip about passing gas, and I just said blowing up, and I giggled out loud. My wife's right. Like, my wife has this conversation with me all the time, Snoop. Like. She's like, as old as you are, which for the record, I turned 38 in September. She's like, is toilet humor just always going to be funny to you? I'm like, yes, until I hope my sense of humor doesn't change to the point where when I am at the end of my time, that toots will still be funny. And that clip you played, if you want to play it to break, go as we go to break, Snoop, I'm not going to hold it against you.
As we go to break, you would like me to play this clip that sounds like Breaking Wind.
We'll take a break. And we'll bust more Upper Deck packs during the break. Come back with another Longhorn Notebook. Hour number two, Light the Tower on the Horn Live, local and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
Shirts and Skin, Craig Way, Jeff Howe, and Snoop Daniel.
It wasn't mine, like the Red Sea. The line just parted, 'cause some nasty sucker knew he just had farted. The dance floor's rocking, yes, the place.
Oh, having fun on a Friday. Figured everybody needed a laugh, needed a smile today. Snoop and I are happy to provide that entertainment for you here on Light the Tower on the Horn, live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. we're trying to do our upper deck box break, and it is not going swimmingly. Again, that's a pack of cards that's stuck together I'm hitting the desk with. Listen, yeah. People. Look at that on Twitch. If you're watching on Twitch, see that thing? There's a Cal Ripken card in here that's worthless because it's stuck together with three or four other cards.
Like I said, I did find one Nolan Ryan. You know, one thing I noticed is because I'm looking at stats and like.
You know what, Snoop?
What?
Man, and I wished it was clean, but I had to ruin it. It's part of that Willie Mays set that Upper Deck had in this year. Yeah.
Yeah, he just turned 90
voted
years
rookie
old.
Of the year. This was 46, card 46 of 54. And it's trash now. So there you have
47.
It.
47. But did like pitchers not strike out a batter or an inning back in the day? Is that rare? Because the only guy I've seen so far that did it, and he didn't even do it every year, was Roger Clemens.
A batter and inning, huh?
Yeah, and today that's the standard, bro. You got to average north of 9 Ks in inning, especially as a reliever. It needs to be in the double digits. But starters as well, I don't know. It's just weird. I didn't really pay that much attention to stats.
Hey, I just pulled a Chad Curtis card. Didn't Chad Curtis didn't go to jail?
Chad,
I don't remember that right. I'll throw that in the Google
Chad
machine.
Hastings?
No. Don't look, Chad will speak someone's death into existence. Don't you speak Chad's demise.
Because when I popped it up, yeah, it's like four jail pictures. What did he go to jail for? Oh, he's out.
Oh, he was
after serving 7 years for
Yeah, just throw that into the Google machine if you want to know what Chad Curtis went to jail for. That's I figured it was something along those lines, but didn't know it was that nefarious. So, you know what we'll do, Snoop? We'll talk some Texas football, and then we'll get back to breaking packs. Gosh, listen, this is. I hope everybody can list just hear as these cards are coming apart. That's the card coming apart. Yeah, Tony Phillips from the Detroit Tigers back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Leo Gomez. What else we got here that's trashing out?
Delino DeShields.
Jeez. Sean Dunstan, who
I remember him.
Yeah, I don't know why his mom cursed sports writers everywhere by spelling his name that way, but such is life. Ron Karkovice.
Oh, Ron Karkovice. Billy Ripken, no F face, but thank you, Beba Lynch.
Cal Ripken and Brady Anderson before he magically hit 50 home runs in that 1 year. All right, let's get the notebook out of the way.
We gotta go. Hold on. Oh, wrong button. Hold on. No, that's not the right one.
Jeff Howe's Longhorn Notebook, brought to you by Cedar Park Overhead Doors. Go to cpdoors.com.
That was not the right button at all,
no,
Snoop.
Sorry.
Oh, man. All right. So let's get back to the bit of Longhorn news that we got earlier in the show that's not quite news yet. The USC linebacker, Palaite Nauteote. I'm going to have a little trouble pronouncing that name. And it sounds like I'm going to have to get familiar with it. So Matt Zenitz of AL.com, who does a really good job covering the transfer portal and college football for AL.com, is reporting that the expectation is that he will land at Texas. Speaking of Palaie Nauteote, the former USC linebacker, that's the expectation. That's still what we're hearing at Horns 24/7. The best I can tell the listening audience is that has not been official yet. So just my advice would be take that, soak it in, and just hang tight on that news. I did want to bring up the 2019 class. In the same aspect that I talked about the 2018 class in the first segment. Now, this is going back to a story my colleague Brendan Marcello authored at 24/7 Sports, looking at former 24/7 Sports five-star composite prospects who are now draft eligible who are still in school. And B.J. Foster was the only guy from Texas who fits that bill. And we went over B.J. Foster, kind of his situation, his trajectory, went over that in the first hour. So not going to go down that road again. You can get over to hornfm.com and listen to the first hour of the show, and we'll have that for you there. But I wanted to look at the 2019 class because this speaks to something that the triple option boys were talking about earlier this week, just in terms of, and it wasn't even something they harped on a whole lot, Snoop, and Kevin just kind of made a passing comment on it, KD did, and, you know, just how talented is this roster, and BK referenced the factual information that Tom Herman in 2019 and 2018 recruiting classes, that ranked number three and number three nationally, according to 24/7 Sports, and that is true. But we ran down kind of the list of guys in the 2018 class, like three guys left early for the NFL, Caden Stearns, Brendan Eagles, Joseph Osai. Two of those three guys got drafted, one didn't. But as of right now, they're all on NFL rosters. 10 guys from that signing day haul are gone now. They've either medical hardship, transferred out, whatever. And the guys that are left, you know, we ran down the list of guys that are starters, are basically guys that the staff can get to the next level. So let's look at the 2019 class, and there's kind of a disturbing trend with this class, and here's what it is. So I've got to set this up by reminding everybody of something. This was an idea that Matt Butler, my co-host on the Longhorn Blitz podcast with Rod Babers, Matt came up with this several years ago. Basically, Snoop, what we wanted to do is, Snoop, how often, now you hear it quite a bit, you know, watch this word. How often you hear the term bust used? Oh, that guy's a bust.
Yeah.
He's a bust.
Maybe too often.
It gets thrown around pretty, you know, liberally.
Because I'm like almost all these players I'm opening, I'm like, man, they were a real bust.
So Matt and I had this discussion, and Matt came up with kind of a way to figure it out, and I've tweaked it. But basically, short of it is, we wanted a way to quantify, like, how do you quantify what a bust is? And we wanted to do that, and basically the way I decided to do it was, if you're a recruit, specifically a high school recruit, and if you're out of the program through, you basically, if you don't make it to season number three for a reason other than a medical hardship or something along those lines, basically if you transfer out, you flunk out, you get dismissed, whatever the case is, we just pulled a Roger McDowell out of this pack. Roger McDowell was a big player on the rock and jock softball scene back in the day.
Roger.
But basically, if you didn't make it to year three for pretty much any reason other than a medical hardship, I qualified you. You basically went in the books as a bust. So even for me, it was in my formula of kind of finding some kind of quantitative value in Texas recruiting classes, that's how I qualify a bust. So what the disturbing trend is if you look at the bust rate currently in the 2019 class. Now, of the guys that are still on campus, Jordan Whittington, Jake Smith, Tyler Johnson, Tyler Owens, Marcus Washington, David Benda, Braden Leibrock, Chris Adamora, Roshan Johnson, Isaiah Hookfin, Myron Warren, Jacoby Jones, I can't even read my own handwriting, Marcus Tillman, Devondre Sweat, Marcus Caldwell, and Jared Wiley. Now, of that group of guys I mentioned, you've got starters, you've got significant contributors, you've got guys that are going into year three and need to pick it up, but there's a pretty solid group of guys. But let's look at the group of players, Snoop, that are contributing to the bust rate. Now, basically, the way Matt and I figured it out, if your bust rate is over 30%, then that's when you get to the point where you're creating significant holes in your pipeline. Right, that's where you're going to have holes on the depth chart, you're going to have weak position groups, you're going to lack talented depth once you get into recruiting class, once you get to a 30% threshold in terms of bust rate. Snoop, the 2019 class, they are already at a 26.9% bust rate. Now, that's without factoring in the fact that DeGabriel Floyd, Darian Brown, and Peter Pudgy are no longer in the program because of medical issues. I don't factor medical guys into the bust rate. But the following guys transferred out on their own. Some of them got themselves on the wrong side of the previous regime for various reasons. But these are the guys that made up that number three ranked class that are no longer in this program. And think about some of the positions these guys play where you really could have used help this spring and where Steve Sarkisian could use help this fall. Brew McCoy. He who shall not be named for some Longhorn fans out there. Javon Shepard, incredibly talented offensive lineman. Caleb Johnson, who's now at UCLA, playing inside linebacker. Kennedy Lewis, who officially went into the portal this week, even though I'd reported about a week, week and a half ago, that he was no longer a part of the team. He wasn't on the roster for the spring game, so it's not like I broke any earth-shattering news just getting confirmation on that deal. So you got Brew McCoy, Javon Shepherd, Caleb Johnson, Kennedy Lewis, Willie Tyler was a JUCO offensive lineman that Herb Hand took that was going to be kind of a developmental guy for them, opted out because of COVID last year, and he's now at Syracuse. And then Juwan Mitchell, who we talked a lot about, is now at Tennessee. So you got seven guys that are contributing to your bust rate, which the reason why I put, you know, year three, by year three is when you should start turning the corner. And you should, if you're not already a starter, you should start making that trajectory, that climb up to being a starter, being a guy that everybody in the program can rely on. And some of those guys never got to that point. Like Javon Shepherd was out the first year. Brew McCoy didn't make it to the 2019 season. So that's where you stand and look at those positions, right? Could Texas use talent at wide receiver right now? Absolutely. Could Texas use depth at inside linebacker? Absolutely. Could Texas use depth and talent on the offensive line? Could never have too much depth and talent on the offensive line. So those are all things to consider when you look back at, you know, where recruiting classes ranked and how talented should your roster be. The bottom line of what we've done today, folks, is you've got to break it down and really go player by player and see, okay, how many of these guys are left? Of the guys that are left, where are they at in the program? What is their current trajectory? How many years of eligibility do they have left to get themselves on the right track? Or are there some guys in that 18 and even in the 19 class, are they just in danger of, or have they already been recruited over? In some cases, you can make that argument. Kenyatta Watson was another guy that I didn't mention was a part of that group that that transferred out of the program. He was gone after, I think, the first game of the 19 season, so after the La Tech game 2 years ago, he was gone. Could Texas use depth at corner? Absolutely. As Steve Sarkisian's fond of saying, you can never have too many guys that are really good at covering on the back end, especially in this league. All right, Snoop. So there is our second Longhorn Notebook for today. Again, just kind of looking over the roster and giving everybody a glimpse of what's on the 40. Don't forget tonight, Texas baseball against TCU, 7:15 pregame with Craig and Roger on the call, 7:30 first pitch. So, Snoop, are you done opening all your packs?
I have, like, four more left. Oh, and again, like, it. I've never, like, I didn't get cards like this. I might have got this amount of cards over the course of, like, 6 months or a year.
See, this is what sucks about these cards breaking together. I want to show everybody on Twitch. This is the Upper Deck Ios collection, Walter Ios, the photographer. Look at that Ken Griffey Jr. card. Look how beautiful that is. But it's... I peeled part of the paint off because it was stuck to another card.
Does that make it valueless?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's messed up.
Yeah. So, Snoop,
what do we have to do? Do we have to put it in steam or?
There's no saving that one, Snoop. It's done. It's done. It's a goner.
That's sad because it looks. Are the corners sharp? That's what. The corners.
Well,
are
yeah,
sharp.
The corners are sharp, Snoop. But it's got paint missing off the front of it. It's done. You're done, son. It's done. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back.
Too hard.
We'll try to finish our pack break during the break and take your questions, comments, whatever on the Specs text line as we finish out a Friday edition of Light the Tower on the Horn, live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
To call you out, I think we have a personal foul. Been told that by one of your Texas cheater golf partners.
Yes.
That you sent an inappropriate text message yesterday.
Dude, it was not meant to be that way, okay? It was a dang coaching mistake on my part, okay?
They've done this before where you sent a lewd and lascivious text message to the wrong person.
Correct.
Like it was intended for one person who would have appreciated it, maybe.
Damn sure she would have.
But it went to the wrong person.
Damn sure she didn't.
B&B. Days from 6 till 10. On the Horn.
There's no better feeling than getting a great deal, like a hotel room upgrade or a free car wash with every tank of gas, maybe unlimited chips and salsa with your burrito. And now, as an AT&T wireless customer, you can get an exclusive deal on a super fast internet experience with AT&T Fiber. Get consistently fast speed, even during peak times, and a great deal with AT&T Fiber. Learn more at att.com/fiberoffer. Limited availability in select areas based on wired connection to gateway. Restrictions apply.
After such an extraordinary year, it's time to celebrate the most extraordinary member of the family, Mom. Diamonds Direct invites you to join us as we say cheers to the mothers in our lives. For this Mother's Day, we've put together an exceptional collection of affordable and meaningful gifts for any budget. Birthstone rings, stackable rings, eternity bands, pearls, elegant diamond pendants, and of course, stunning diamond earrings. So cheers to you, Mom, for being such an incredible partner, for learning to be a teacher in the past year, for keeping the family healthy and safe, for always putting everything else first. This year, more than ever, she deserves a gift that's anything but ordinary. And at Diamonds Direct, that's our specialty. Timeless gifts of jewelry that she can enjoy and cherish for decades to come. Why not surprise her with a bigger diamond for her ring? Come let the experts at Diamonds Direct help you find that remarkable gift that says, "Cheers, Mom," for all your remarkable efforts over the last year. Diamonds Direct, official jeweler of the Dallas Cowboys at the Domain.
Hey Austin, Craig Way here for my friends at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, the official LASIK provider of Austin FC. They want you to enjoy 2021 without the hassle of glasses or contacts. Sharp Vision is offering LASIK starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval. You know the saying, hindsight is 20/20. Well, if you're still putting off LASIK, it's pretty clear another year has gone by and you're still dealing with contacts, glasses, or less than perfect vision. Make the break. Stop putting off LASIK. If you don't get LASIK this year, you'll simply be 1 year you're older when you do. Sharp Vision is here to make hassle-free, clear vision your reality. For LASIK starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval, go online or call 512-596-2020 to schedule your free consultation today. With guaranteed financing approval, you can be assured to enjoy all of 2021 with new vision and no hassles. That's 512-596-2020. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, official LASIK provider of Austin FC.
After such an extraordinary year, it's time to celebrate the most extraordinary member of the family, Mom. Diamonds Direct invites you to join us as we say cheers to the mothers in our lives. For this Mother's Day, we've put together an exceptional collection of affordable and meaningful gifts for any budget. Birthstone rings, stackable rings, eternity bands, pearls, elegant diamond pendants, and of course, stunning diamond earrings. So cheers to you, Mom, for being such an incredible partner, for learning to be a teacher in the past year, for keeping the family healthy and safe, for always putting everything else first. This year, more than ever, she deserves a gift that's anything but ordinary. And at Diamonds Direct, that's our specialty. Timeless gifts of jewelry that she can enjoy and cherish for decades to come. Why not surprise her with a bigger diamond for her ring? Come let the experts at Diamonds Direct help you find that remarkable gift that says, "Cheers, Mom," for all your remarkable efforts over the last year. Diamonds Direct, official jeweler of the Dallas Cowboys at the Domain.
Make your internet magical. Visit Suddenlink.com today to get 200 meg internet now for only $30 a month for 1 year. And abracadabra, this offer just got even better with a $200 Visa prepaid card. Stay connected to everything you love with no annual contract plus a 30-day money-back guarantee and free installation when you order online. Or upgrade to 1 gig internet and get Suddenlink's new smart Wi-Fi 6. It features a 3 times faster and more reliable Wi-Fi experience to keep you better connected on all your devices throughout your home. Bring every room to life with 200 meg internet from Suddenlink for only $30 a month for 1 year. And for a limited time, you'll get a $200 Visa prepaid card. Visit Suddenlink.com for this and more exclusive deals online. For new residential customers, reflects auto-pay discount, taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 200 meg. Speed availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. Smart Wi-Fi 6 claim based on comparison with Wi-Fi 5 experience. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Check it. It is down. It is down right now. Well, it's all black. I'll ask Derek. I'm seeing this all on the air. All right, Snoop Daniel for Custom Athletic Apparel. CustomAthleticApparel.net, 567-2334. Got to send a big shout-out to our man, Desi Ibarra. He's really one of Flex ATX's first supporters as far as advertising is concerned. He was a listener of 104.9 The Horn. You know, he has his main job, but this is his small business, which he would love to make his main business, CustomAthleticApparel.net. I know the Westwood SQT is starting here on May 15th. They got the Lake Travis one on May 22nd, the Westlake one on June 11th, all of the volleyball and off-season camps for basketball. If you need direct-to-garment printing, if you're going to make a purchase of buying like some athletic wear for your team or your family, we know you got options, but we ask that you use those that support 104.9 The Horn and Flex ATX, and that's CustomAthleticApparel.net. 512-567-2334. Quality sublimated and tackle twill uniforms at an affordable price. Duffel bags, canopies, table covers, mask gaiters. You hear the commercial, me talking about it. And this is my live endorsement, me talking about the folks that help us. So support them if you can. CustomAthleticApparel.net.
Craig Way, Jeff Howe, and Snoop Daniel. Light the tower.
The Horn would like to...
Closing out a Friday edition of Light the Tower on the Horn, live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. Jeff Howe, Snoop Daniel. Thank you for everybody listening, whether you're listening on 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. If you're using the Horn app, you're using hornfm.com.
Sorry.
You okay back there, Snoop?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
It's almost like I'm drunk or something with all these cards around. I do need to clean it up before Trey gets in here because it's like it's packs everywhere.
Don't you have a trash can back there?
Well, it's on the outside because David doesn't want us to eat in here. I think if you put a trash can in here, you're inviting yourself
okay.
to eat.
Okay, I got you. Specs text line is still open, 337-3776. Golf lingo, we got your text. Hey, if you're willing to do that, I will definitely I'll definitely hit you up on that. We are not up on Twitch right now. We're hard at work trying to get the Twitch stream.
I don't know what happened. I didn't do anything unless I hit someone. I don't think I did.
It's technology, Snoop, isn't it? Happens.
You know? By the way, that song I played was by one of the artists that was on the Now That's a Decade.
Spin Doctors.
And which song did you say they used instead? It was some other song, but it was not Two Princesses, which is without a doubt the quintessential Spin Doctors song.
Gosh, was it Little Miss Can't Be Wrong?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I don't have that pulled up in front of me anymore. But that's how old we are, Snoop. We can definitely judge things and judge accordingly whether a 90s compilation is worthy of hitting the masses or not.
I haven't seen my Rod Babers rookie card yet. I'm waiting for that
thing
to come in.
You bought one, didn't you?
Yeah. It costs more to ship than it costs to get the card, but that's fine. I can't wait to put it in the studio.
No, it's all good. So just a little cleanup. So tonight, don't forget Texas baseball. You can hear Texas baseball here on the Horn. 7:15 pregame, 7:30 first pitch. Tomorrow's game, Saturday's game, 1:45 pregame, 2:00 first pitch. Sunday is 12:45 pregame, 1:00 first pitch. That is Texas and TCU. You can hear those games here on 104.9, on 101.9, or AM 1260. You can also go to, if you open up the Horn app, go to Longhorn Sports, you can also stream the games that way in audio format. Texas softball tonight against Baylor, 5:45 pregame, 7:00 first pitch. Tomorrow, 2:45 pregame, 3:00 first pitch. This is the last weekend of conference play for softball. Next weekend, they are at the Big 12 tournament, that taking place in Oklahoma City. 101.9 and AM 1260 tonight. So baseball you can hear on 104.9, and like I said, you can get the live stream through the app. Rangers fans tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, 7:05 tonight, 6:05 tomorrow, 1:35 on Sunday. You're on 101.9 and AM 1260. Snoop, as we close out the week, before I do a Topps Heritage hanger box break here on the show, anything flex-wise you need to promote, sir?
No, nothing. You know, RIP Jake Ellinger. That's really about it. There are a lot of, like, baseball and softball playoffs going on, which are important, but, you know, I think, you know, Jake's passing kind of looms over.
I'll say this, man. You know, we did heavy radio to start today.
We did.
Bucky and Aaron did some heavy radio today. I'm sure Chad and Trey will when they come up at noon. Triple Option Boys did yesterday. I kind of wanted to use today to maybe just give everybody a break headed into the weekend and you know, make everybody out there smile and laugh a little bit. And I've been waiting to open this Topps Heritage Hanger box, but the Twitch stream is down. But I'll just go ahead and open it on the air because we've only got a few minutes of broadcast time left. So I believe this is a Target exclusive that I'm opening, Snoop. Okay, real quick before I do that, one last little bit of Longhorn news to close out my week. Get over to Horns 24/7. All your Longhorn news, notes, and nuggets, all your Longhorn needs are at Horns 24/7. The outstanding team I'm a part of over there at Horns 24/7, getting the job done. Palaite Nauteyote, the linebacker transfer from USC. There is a report from AL.com that the expectation is that he will transfer to Texas. We have heard the same at Horns 24/7, that is the expectation. Nothing official on that yet, but it's still the expectation is still that that he will wind up transferring to Texas. And when we talk about where can Texas go in the portal for help, inside linebacker is definitely one of those positions. Trevor, we back up on the stream yet? We close? Okay, we're getting there. So so that's your last little bit of Longhorn news. Again, get over to Horns 24/7.
You want to hold it? You've held it this long. You might as well hold it till the next. Well, you broke it, didn't you?
Yeah, I already broke it open. So, you know, it's Topps Heritage Baseball. This is for 2021, but it's the 1972 design. Yeah, we only got a few minutes left, Snoop. But just
what you got?
It just sucks that the stream went down. But, you know, such is life. Sometimes you got to adjust.
Yeah,
so,
and this is good, not the, like the one and only time we'll revisit.
No. Yeah, I want to do golf lingo. I will hit you up as soon as the show is over and pass along my information if you want to sponsor our Friday breaks that we're going to do from now on. This is everybody's got off-season bits that they do, Snoop. I figured we might as well have our own so we don't have to steal anybody else's bits.
sure a lot of shows stealing.
We'll appreciate that. All right, so
across the nation.
I know there's some parallels and stuff and some inserts in this, so I'm just
going to
go through.
Tell me some names.
So Jacob DeGrom.
Yes, my favorite pitcher. He's Cy Young Award early candidate.
Justin Smoke.
Who does he play for now?
Justin Smoke. And this is with the Giants. I don't know if he's been traded or what.
Yeah, might be.
Kyle Tucker from the Astros. Yep. That's a nice hit for me. Spencer Turnbull of the Tigers.
Yep. Nice lefty.
Shane Bieber of the Indians. Let's see.
Ace.
Noah Syndergaard card.
Will he ever say? You can steal bases on him all day.
Daniel Hudson of the Nationals. There's an Aaron Judge card. Jorge Alfaro of the Marlins.
Alfaro.
A Will Myers card.
Alfaro.
Let's see. Hanser Alberto. Ooh, that is a Kyle Kendricks. That is a chrome. Ooh, I got me a good little find here, Snoop. That is a Kyle Kendricks chrome insert, and that is serial numbered. 572 of 999.
Oh,
that's not a bad little find in this box.
This is wild.
I want to say his name, Luis Robert, Snoop, but how do you pronounce the White Sox phenom? There
Luis
you go.
Robert.
Got a nice Luis Robert card. New Age Performers.
He's a future Hall of Famer.
That's a nice insert card. let's see. Miles Straw. Joey Bart. Well, a couple Joey Bart cards already.
This is some modern.
Bo Bichette, Mike Trout, Garrett Cole.
Oh, he had a decent game against the Astros.
Devin Williams, All-Star rookie, Cody Bellinger.
Get healthy, Bells.
And Charlie Blackmon. So I got me a nice couple nice little finds here in this Topps Heritage. Well, hey, all the moms out there, have a blessed,
safe,
we didn't
play no mama songs.
Happy, healthy, lovely Mother's Day weekend. Hope everybody enjoyed the broadcast week. Here on Light the Tower. Hope everybody enjoyed the show today. Stay tuned. Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey coming up next. For the absent Craig Way, for Snoop Daniel behind the glass, I am Jeff Howe. Thank you so much for listening to today's presentation, and we will be back on Monday to Light the Tower on the Horn, live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.